Chapter 11. Mrs. Penniman Interferes. Catherine decided that if she were very patient and behaved very well, her father might change his mind and agree to her marriage. She hardly spoke to her father for several days, but this was not unusual, as she was often quiet. One day, assuming that Catherine had decided to agree to his wishes, Dr. Sloper kissed her and said,
"I'm glad that I've got such a good daughter, but you don't have to be so quiet about Mr. Townsend. If you'd like to discuss him, I'd be happy to talk to you about him."
"Thank you, Father," said Catherine, "but I've got nothing to say at the moment."
As her father had requested, Catherine had not seen Morris. Instead, she had written him a long letter in which she asked him not to come to the house until she had decided what to do. Morris wrote back that he was worried she would change her mind about marrying him. He also lied to her and said that her father had been very angry during their conversation. Catherine answered with a short note that said, "Believe in my affection, but let me wait a little and think." Mrs. Penniman missed Morris's visits to the house and realized that her brother must have forbidden the marriage. One day, wanting to encourage Catherine's love for Morris, she told her,
"In your situation, my dear, you must do something dramatic."
What Mrs. Penniman meant was a secret wedding in a small, remote church. She imagined herself first as the only guest at the wedding, then as a frequent visitor to a faraway house where Morris and Catherine would live in secret. Finally, Mrs. Penniman saw herself as the person who would eventually reconcile Dr. Sloper and the young couple. Without telling Catherine, Mrs. Penniman wrote to Morris every day. In one letter, she asked him to meet her at a restaurant far from Washington Square, where she hoped to persuade him that a secret wedding was the best solution. When they met at a table in the back of the restaurant, it was the most exciting moment in Mrs. Penniman's life. She felt as if she were a character in one of her favorite romantic novels. Although Morris had disliked Mrs. Penniman ever since first meeting her at Marion's engagement party, he had pretended to like her because he thought it would help him get close to Catherine. He now pretended that they were good friends because he wanted an ally in Catherine's family.
"Has Catherine sent me a message?" Morris asked, thinking that was why Mrs. Penniman had asked to meet him. "No, I didn't tell her I was meeting you," Mrs. Penniman replied. "Morris, I don't think that my brother will change his mind about your marriage."
"So what can we do now?" asked Morris sadly.
"Have a secret wedding," Mrs. Penniman said excitedly. "That's what people do when they feel they have no other choice. I told you that my husband was a clergyman. Well, he once performed a wedding ceremony for a young couple in similar circumstances to yours, and soon after the wedding, the bride's father changed his mind. I can help you organize things."
"I'll have to think about it," said Morris. "Is that why you asked me to meet you here? To tell me this idea?"
"Not only because of that," Mrs. Penniman said brightly. "I thought that perhaps you'd like to see me, because I'm so close to your dear Catherine, and that you would like me to bring her something from you."
"I haven't got anything to send her," Morris said with a sad smile, "except for these words. Tell her to be strong."
"That will make poor Catherine happy for many days. She's being very brave," Mrs. Penniman said. "Now listen, Morris. As you know, it's common for a father not to give a daughter her inheritance if she marries against his wishes. By marrying Catherine in a secret ceremony, you'll prove to my brother that you don't care about Catherine's money. That should convince him of your good character."
"So you think that Dr. Sloper won't leave Catherine his money if she marries me?" Morris said.
"Yes, I do,"
said Mrs. Penniman with certainty, although she was only guessing what her brother might do. "But you're not sure, are you?" Morris asked.
"Do you want to be sure, or do you want Catherine?" Mrs. Penniman asked sharply.
Morris realized that he had just revealed his interest in Catherine's money. "The only thing I want to be sure of is that I don't harm Catherine in any way," he said quickly. Mrs. Penniman stood up to leave.
"Don't worry. Everything will be all right," she said, putting her hand on Morris's arm.
I'll give Catherine your message. And please, Morris, think about a secret wedding.
What a stupid woman, Morris thought, as he watched her walk out of the restaurant.